Hello and welcome to Holistic Mental Health and Healing with Dr. Tyler Woods, PhD. Please remember this show does not diagnose illness or prescribe treatments. Please see your primary care physician for such needs. Now let's take the holistic journey with Dr. Tyler Woods.
Hi, this is Tyler Woods. You know, something I work with daily are people who have fears. I mean, that's what I do. They have fears or phobias or are afraid because of anxiety. And you mix anxiety and fear together, you get a phobia. And I think fear is an interesting thing, quite frankly. People can have or develop irrational fears. And the consequences, I believe, of them being left unattended can be devastating. Even though fear is a common emotion, which is characterized by a nervousness or a discomfort that is experienced by everyone, and it is vital for survival, but sometimes when it's triggered, an irrational fear can become a phobia. So here, what's the difference between phobias and fears? Well, basically, phobias are far more pronounced than fears. They develop when a person has an exaggerated or unrealistic sense of danger about a situation or an object. Now, a phobia is an overwhelming and debilitating fear of an object or a place. And for a lot of people, it's about a situation. It can also be a feeling or an animal, even a bug. I personally have arachnophobia. Spiders scare the crap out of me. So, for instance, if you were hacked on Facebook and now you have a fear that everything in life is being hacked, that would become a phobia. First, you were hacked on Facebook and you're like, that kind of makes me nervous. I hope nothing else is hacked. But then all of a sudden you start thinking, what if they hack my bank accounts or my phone? Or what if they hack into everything in my life? And so this fear begins to almost drive you crazy. Another example could be an angry driver who said they're going to get you. So you start protecting yourself to the point where you stop living. These fears then become phobias. When fear becomes so intense that it interferes with your daily function and well-being, it can be classified as a specific phobia, which, by the way, is an anxiety disorder. Fear becomes a phobia when the anticipation or anxiety, as well as the mental and physical response, is so great that it's debilitating and interferes with everyday life. Some people spend a fortune to feel safe from nothing that will ever happen. And it causes relationships and friends and work to fail or even disappear. A phobia is an intense fear of something that people have no idea that there's little to no danger. The fear or anxiety is out of proportion to the actual danger posed by the specific situation. So fear, which is irrational, can become bigger, and then it gets bigger and bigger until you're filled with intense anxiety and distress. Now, for those who suffer from these irrational fears, they have a difficult time controlling their feelings. Everything that happens to them, they relate it to an incident that caused the fear in the first place. And it takes your freedom of living away from you. And then you become a prisoner to something you exaggerated. I get it. It feels real. But honestly, it's just exaggerated for the most part. So here's the thing. When you have a phobia, you tend to overestimate and over-exaggerate how bad something's going to be. But if you expose the situation, your fear begins to dissipate and you have an ability to cope with something. The anxious thoughts that trigger and fuel your phobias are usually negative and unrealistic. And then I can tell you that there's a way out. Believe me, people clear the deep emotional core of fears. There is a way out. Those anxious thoughts and phobias are negative. So one of the things you can do is try to think positive. Ask yourself, is this real or is it just me? But first, I think the first thing that needs to happen is you have to live in a fear that turned to a phobia. You must face it. You have to admit it's out of control. Stop and look around and see how it's changed your life. Ask yourself if the fear is realistic or is it exaggerated by your fears. Look at the fear and see how little or how big you have chosen to make it. And then face it. Part of doing this is you got to learn about the fear you have. Gather facts. Get information. Is this fear real or is it Memorex? You know, is this fear real or are you just making it up in your head? And a friend used to say, don't make a mountain out of a molehill. We do that with fears often. And this brings me to fears and phobias as are in our imagination. I mean, we're creative people. So we create fear and then we make it bigger than it should be. So instead of letting your imagination lead you down the dark hallway of fear, purposely use it for overcoming your fear. You can use meditation by relaxing and imagining yourself in the moment that fear came to life and how it built. And then you can see how none of it has come to pass and you can feel the feeling of relief, how safe you are. You can even imagine a safe place to put yourself where you're safe and sound. I know some people have even imagined a panic room where they feel safe and free from the fear. When they get frightened, excuse me, they automatically go to their panic room in their mind. They also use anxiety blankets, and now they have anxiety stuffed toys. Like I have an anxiety stuffed dinosaur on my couch in my office, and people come in and instantly grab it. They love it. A very important aspect of dealing with fear is to look at the truth. Face each thing that allows fear to empower you. Do research and ask yourself, is this fear for real? Is it really going to happen, or are you just making it bigger and you're paranoid? Do the research. Look it up, really. Find the real truth. Get the facts. Find information. What are the chances of something like whatever you're thinking is going to happen to you? You have an entire internet in front of you, so get the facts. Read them, believe them, analyze, and then address that fear. Because here's an old saying, but it's the truth. And that is the truth shall set you free. Breathing can help you if all else fails. The 4-7-8 breathing technique has helped with many fears and phobias. Close your mouth and quietly breathe through your nose, counting to four. In your head, hold your breath, count to seven, and breathe out through the mouth, making a whoosh like this, whoosh, while counting to eight. Now, repeat that three or four times, a total of for four breath cycles. Do this for a few minutes, okay? And see how much calmer you feel. We have to train our awareness so that we become less distracted by our own thinking, which allows us to enjoy life, I think, just a little bit more and to be more present. Sometimes I tell people, do not go into your mind without a chaperone. How many times do you feel like you need a chaperone sometimes when you go in your mind alone? I call it being in the moment. I've been scared of many things for many times, and if I stop long enough to come out of my head, I can discover that I'm safe. It's just my mind making me feel unsafe. And I look around and I see my doors are locked, and I'm sipping my coffee or my water, and really I'm safe and I'm sound. There's nothing there to harm me, except for my own imagination. And I know if I stay in the now with my eyes wide open, I'm safe. It reminds me that President Franklin D. Roosevelt said, the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. Try to go from self-awareness to self-control. You have to control your fear. And you have total control of that fear, if you are aware and have done the research and gathered the facts, then you're safe. Go ahead, tackle it. Be in the now and let go of attachments to the fear. It's said that our attachments create our suffering, so choose relief from the suffering by staying present in the now, this very second, and let go of the attachment that makes you suffer. Tackle that fear, whether it's real or something you created, and most importantly, please, please, walk in peace.